So we haven't seen your face in a little while. You have taken a leave of absence for the last month from your duties as mayor. Can you tell us and tell the people who are wondering how you've
Sure.
been, kind of what was the reason behind it and where are you right now?
Oh, sure. Yeah. About a month ago, in consultation with my physician and members of my family, they said, "Why don't you just primarily focus on Illinois Wesleyan for a little while and some of your informal duties as mayor, because you're never not mayor, but some of the formal duties, chairing meetings, maybe going to some events, pull back on that a little bit," which is what I did. And as I have mentioned to many people, that doesn't mean that I'm not on the phone constantly, knowing what's going on. I was in City Hall several times last week, several times this week. As of essentially Sunday, I'm formally back.
Family members and friends were telling you this. What was it
Well,
that
it was
was really on it
also,
so much?
well, there's it's really no one thing, but I it certainly has. Is the case that I'm a type A personality, and being mayor of Bloomington is not a part-time job. It may be technically listed as a part-time job, but you were going 24/7. So even though I'm somebody who is a type A and can go to the next level and go to the next level, I was certainly starting to feel it. And so I needed to take a little step back, devote a little bit of time, a couple weeks to Illinois Wesleyan as the semester began there, and kind of reconfigure things. And this is a perfect time now for us too. I knew that we would probably be in a bit of a lull for a couple weeks, and now the stuff is hitting the fan. So we need to immediately find an interim city manager. We've got to find a permanent city manager, and then really move forward on a broad range of things to make progress in our community, including streets and infrastructure, now that we have the proper funding in place, and our library downtown, as well as Eastland Mall and other underperforming areas, because growing the local economy is a never-ending process.
Do you feel like a month was enough time, particularly with all these things that you're saying that have to get going full steam
Well,
now?
at the end of the day, it's going to have to be, because there are certain things now that have to be done. I need to be back. I feel like I've gotten a little bit of breather, a little bit more of perspective. And I think I'll handle these things much more effectively than I would have if I felt like I was constantly under pressure. And you are constantly under pressure. But it gave me a little bit of time to sit back and think, be self-reflective. And frankly, if you're going to be a good mayor of any city, you've got to be self-reflective and self-critical.
Did you at all think when you were going through all of this, I'm the mayor, I can't just leave whenever
Oh,
I
I thought
want to?
about
Did you
that.
doubt that process for
Oh,
yourself or?
well, and I never really left. I was in town. I never went anywhere. I knew if something had happened, I'd be there to step back. And by step back, as I say, in some ways never really left.
The timing of it came really right on the heel of the announcement of a possible investigation looking into the trip to Japan, if I'm not
Sure.
mistaken.
Sure.
There might be some people who say, wow, there's a coincidence that he took a leave of
Sure,
absence
sure.
right as the investigation launches in into the use of
Sure.
that money for that trip to Japan. Any correlation for people? What would you say to
No. Well,
that?
first of all, let's make it clear. There was no use of money. This is just somebody who's been suing us for about a half decade on all kinds of things, okay? And this is every decade we go to our sister city, Asayakawa. I have never been, virtually nobody who's on staff currently has ever been. And our sister city's program is a very, very active one. And it's a fantastic program, I would say. Now, that being said, anybody can make any charge that they want, right? There was no personnel policies violated. It was not even put on my P card, procurement card. All of this is stuff that has really already come out. So this has absolutely nothing to do with a totally frivolous, baseless lawsuit.